easy is it to pick up sticks and move, all for the sake of a new job? Whereabouts could they find themselves? Sharon Hewitt is from Chiltern Relocation. It may well even help with the incoming manager's relocation. Is this something that you would deal with, Sharon? Do you get many sort of high-profile sports figures coming to you saying, find me a new home around Reading?
We do. And it tends to be... Well, not Reading in particular, but in general, we do get high-net-worth individuals wanting to move.
High-net-worth individuals. So what sort of property would a high-net-worth individual demand? I mean, what do they often look for?
There's normally two camps. It falls into either ultra-modern, want security, want gates and that kind of thing, or old character country houses with lots of land. So they tend to fall into one or the other.
Okay, and what price bracket are we often talking about?
Anything from £10,000 to £30,000 a month to rent.
Okay, and will they tend to rent more than buy? That's interesting, isn't it? Because I suppose because of the sort of fluctuating nature of these sorts of contracts, I suppose they don't always want to buy immediately.
Yeah, it needs to be rented because, as you say, they can be picked up and moved at any point. So to buy and create roots in a place doesn't make sense.
Okay, so let's imagine then that we have £30,000 a month in disposable income to splurge on a property somewhere in this neck of the woods. First of all, when you're looking for these sort of big high-value properties, are there parts of our area that you focus on more than others? Because presumably there are places where the housing stock lends itself to this kind of thing.
Yes, generally around the river. So focusing either in Camersham, Sonning, Bray, those kind of locations where they have the big houses and land.
And presumably quite decent links into London as well, should they need to get to and from the capital, that sort of thing. So if I had £30,000 a month to spend, what can I get for my money at the moment, Sharon?
Oh, well, currently on the market is a small 12-bedroom detached house.
Oh, okay, this sounds tiny, yeah.
It is rather tiny, and with its own pool and... pond and just acres of ground, so that's a cool 30,000.
Okay, and in which sort of area is this 12?
This is Hurst.
This is Hurst. Okay, so if that's what, £35,000 per calendar month, what would £10,000 per calendar month buy you then?
£10,000 will get you on average a £2 to £3 million house, the value of £2 to £3 million house. So somewhere along the Warren in Caversham, that type of location would work well.
Okay. And do these properties for that sort of money often come furnished or non-furnished?
90% is unfurnished.
Okay, so you bring your own furniture with you, basically.
You do.
I mean, do these properties, do they tend to stick around for very long? Because it's a very small proportion of the population that have £35,000 per month available to spend on a property.
They do. You're right, actually. There's less people looking at that price point than others. But generally, the areas that they're searching for is quite wide, so they definitely go
eventually. They've just got to find the person able to afford them. Interesting stuff, Sharon. Thank you. That's Sharon Hewitt from Chiltern Relocation. So if you've got £35,000 to spend per month on a rental property, Hurst seemingly is the place to go. Travel Your Trust on the way after Wham.